Hello, lovely friends. Hope you're all doing well. Welcome to another Nightcap. River Master is here, and Black Cat's Poppy is here, and super sleepy. It says, nice spectacles. Thank you very much. And Krista's here as well. Krista, NH Girl fans, good to see you, as always. Yeah, I was having a little bit of a headachey deal thing kind of coming on. Like, you know what? Let's block some of that blue. Let's block some of the blue from this here screen. So it was time to do some glasses. This Fool's Life is here as well. This Fool's Life, good to see you. Hope you're doing well. We have another story we'll be sharing with you all today. River Master is playing a silly horror game, My Friendly Neighborhood. I haven't heard of that. It sounds interesting. There's a game that I saw this weekend that I wanted Derek Danzig to play, and I may see if I can entice Rough Ones to play it. Because I love his reactions to shit. But it's a crazy game called Choo Choo Charles, where you're fighting a giant spider train for some reason. But good to see you. Hope you all had a nice weekend, whether you celebrated Easter weekend or not. Hope your weekend was nice. Reverend Master says, that game. Choo Choo. Derek Danzig was like, you need to play Choo Choo Charlie. So what the fuck is Choo Choo Charlie? So I don't think I want to look that up. It's like, no, though, you do. And like, it's not anything that's going to get you banned for terms of service. I promise. Black Cat has a number of pairs of glasses and was on her laptop earlier and thinking, shit, I can't see you now. But then she just had on the wrong pair of glasses. Black Cat, you silly Billy, you. We are drinking out of a mug today that has both Patch Dog on one side and Mona, the cat, on the other side. So we are having some decaffeinated Earl Grey tea. Managed to find some decaffeinated tea, which I was kind of happy about because then I don't have to drink herbal. So drinking some decaffeinated tea with some splashes of whiskey. Perhaps I shouldn't be having the whiskey, but we're going to have it anyway. You'll hear why as we go through the episode. Oh yes, nice kitty. So here's a cheers to all of you out there. Now that is a nice combo. That is a good night combo right there. Absolutely. I can get behind that. But a busy-ish weekend, Friday, had to hurry up and go home because there was a Joe Bob marathon on that I wanted to watch. So got home, did that. And then, of course, we had more stuff to do. Saturday, went to the Renaissance Festival that was here in Arizona. It was the last day of the Renaissance Festival. So I went to that with couple family and some friends. Great day. Weather was perfect. Perfect weather that day. Nice breeze. Dry, sunny, like 80 degrees. It was just beautiful. So that was kind of a long day then on Saturday. And then Sunday, it rained and started pouring rain and poured and rained most of the day. And rained overnight and was rainy for a long period of time earlier this morning. Like, come on. Soon, though, I know I will say, when are we ever going to get some rain? So I guess I shouldn't be too complain too much. But man, the pollen and mold and all that, just like, ugh. I did get and put on this sport shield on my motorcycle and did that on Friday to test that out really quick. And rode up to this little bar that's kind of a nice bar. I'm like, I'm just gonna get non-alcoholic beer, basically just to take it out and test the thing. And there was this guy there that was so drunk and just kind of being weird. It was like threw me off at how just like because he didn't, it wasn't like he was totally stumbling around, but it was clear after you talked to him for a little bit that he didn't know what he was talking about. Like he himself knew he didn't know what he was talking about. Like, and he's like, oh man, I'm sorry, I'm so drunk. At some point, I'm like, this guy's getting to the point where he's kind of pissing me off. And I started to get very close to the, I'm gonna tell this dude, get the fuck away from me, or I'm gonna fucking beat the shit out of you. Like, but I'm like, you know what? Easter weekend, the dude's super drunk. I'm just gonna let abide. Just let abide. So that was anyway, Friday and Saturday. And of course, Easter Sunday, I got up early and saw some other friends. And as that turns out, it continues to be a push for very, very soon here. I'm going to have to make the decision whether to stay here or move home. Because the clock is kind of running out and it's a little bit of an accelerated clock because they need to put the house on the market and sell it sooner rather than later, which I totally understand. I get their position, so I don't hold any, ill will at them. I imagine I'll probably still have 30 days notice and everything else, but I don't want to find myself run ragged at the last minute trying to get all of that shit done. So I need to start moving on that sometime soon. Need to have some conversations and whatever about that with some people this week to kind of come up with my, I think, my final decision. And was going to maybe do some of that today, but I got kind of focused on work and had something else that was kind of bothering me. And we'll get to what that was in a few moments here. But how are all the rest of you doing? Anything new, notable, fun? Reverend Master's playing a new game. Anybody else up to anything fun this weekend? Black Hat wore the wrong glasses and it's like Mr. Magoo. They kiss his shit. Fucking commits a bunch of crimes, falls, wears her clodhoppers, breaks her legs. Yeah, I like these shoes. They're my favorite. Plans, yeah, no wonder. This Fool's Life played D&D on Saturday. That sounds fun. That always is a fun, and after going to the Renaissance Festival too, it's like that shit is just fun. It's just fun. I don't care. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun to play. It's fun to dress up. It's fun to escape for a little while. So, I'm glad you play. I'm glad you have fun with that. Reverend Master, have you been running or playing any games over there? Shorty Straw is now creeping out of the woodwork with his gorgeous beard and face and hair and says, nothing special. No, he doesn't talk like that. Nothing special. Making firewood and some more firewood mixed in with some firewood making. Did you really just chop wood all weekend? Do you have a nice double bit axe? Or splitting axe. What kind of wood we talking? Is it harder wood, large logs, Just split wood all weekend. Do you use a saw? Do you have a log splitter? Do you use a log splitting machine, or do you do it all by hand? Tell us all about your firewood making. I'm genuinely interested. I mean, if you take videos, we'll watch videos. We'll watch Shorty Straw chop wood for an hour and a half or 6 hours or whatever. Reverend Masters games this weekend aren't going to be missing people and is going to be playing Pathfinder second edition. He did run last Thursday. Nice. Always fun. Shorty says, not a double edge, a Fisker's 36X and big birch logs. I can never remember if those are, it's like some of the wood is just such a pain in the ass to split, and then some of it is just nice and like, I don't say like relaxing, but like you just get the nice and just like split. Oh, see, this is a nice axe. You got a nice axe, baby. This is we're taking. Oh, I gotta get this correct. So here's the premium approved by a Finnish man wood splitting axe right here. It's pretty nice. Fiskars makes really good shit. Here's probably a picture of all the wood that Shorty chopped. That's him right there, splitting some wood. Look at that. It's got 20 reviews with 5 fucking stars. That's pretty goddamn impressive. I got this 36-inch splitting axe and it works great. This is by far the largest axe I have ever wielded, and it really does all the work for you. I was able to split a bunch of firewood with minimal effort. It is definitely made for a taller individual, though. I am around 6 feet tall and had no trouble aiming or swinging this behemoth of an axe. I definitely channeled my inner Paul Bunyan. I definitely recommend this product. Great too. That was Shorty writing and reading that review live, sent it over. Birch's ass. Yeah, I think maybe it's the pine. I feel like pine can be nice to split. Krista, by the way, went out with her boyfriend yesterday, shot some pool at the bowling alley, and then went out for ice cream. Is paying for that today. Had no lactaid pills before. Oof. Oof. Yeah, I had some pizza at the Renaissance Festival. It was good. But then, God, I just could not stop fucking farting. Just fucking explosive farts. Constant goddamn farts. But this sounds like a nice day, Krista. Sounds very peaceful, very fun. A good Finnish-made axe. Pine almost splits itself out of fear. Yeah, see, that's the one where you get the classic double bit axe, you know, the thinner blade, and you can just do the, and it just nicely just like pop splits in half, as opposed to like the harder wood where you're like, whunk. And then like you have to lift it up and hit it again. And like before you know it, you're like, okay, I feel like I just lifted 7 bazillion pounds trying to split 3 fucking logs. Krista actually shot pretty good and won 2 out of 5 games. Fucking right on. Good for you. That's pretty solid. That's classic. It's quality. Like you're saying, it's a mystic place. Go to a pool hall. Go to a pool hall. Shoot some pool. Go to the bowling alley, shoot some pool. And you know, roll some too. Get some classic bowling action. This is going to sound like an extremely stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are there bowling alleys in Finland? Have you ever been bowling? Is that like a thing over there? Or are you guys like, huh? So Shorty has been bowling. And the reason why I asked that is it's like certain shit like curling. Like there's a lot of places that I feel they're like, huh? What the fuck is curling? Same with like in Michigan, they have feather bowling. People are like, what? What is this you speak? So yeah, I don't know why I was just curious. It's like maybe they don't. So Shorty does go bowling every now and then.
You know what'd be awesome? Run a D&D game at a bowling alley.
Just go in there and be like, yeah, I don't care. We'll get a pitcher of beer and eat bar food that gives us all intestinal distress and explosive farts and diarrhea. And we're just going to sit here and play at the bowling alley. You got nice big tables. You got nice big tables. You got good lighting. You know, you could work into the story somehow about how it's like, I don't know, some rock quarry. You're like, oh, you can hear the crashes of the rocks. Dude's getting drunk and throwing up. The Gnomes Bowl in the Hudson River Valley. Just ask Washington Irving. So I'm not surprised the bowl in Finland. You see, at that point, I think it wouldn't be like bocce ball. It'd be like the small little, like the duck bowling, like where you do the duck pins. They're like the half size pins and use the little, that's the Canadian bowling. Canadians aren't strong enough to lift up a regular bowling ball. No, it's. Shorty now wants to go bowling and says that he sucks at it. Bowling and pool and all that stuff, I'm like, it's all just about having fun and just doing it. There are people who are amazing, but I never took it that serious. I was always like, dude, I do it more for the social, in the whatever. You're just there to chill out, you know. It's a little period of time where I was pretty decent at darts, but then I haven't played darts in fucking ages. I don't know what it's like. Bowling is weird too. I get in a groove and I do really good, and then I overthink it, and then I am just terrible, just fucking terrible. I don't do good when there's a long gap between me throwing the ball. Like, if I can just get in a rhythm and just keep going up there and fucking throwing thunder, then it's good. If I have to wait like six people and they're eating fried mushrooms and they're going to wipe their hands, and then this girl and that girl are talking, and you don't want to just be like, okay, come on, can you go bowl? Because then you're like, it's a fucking half hour in between times when you go up to the fucking line to throw. Then I suck because I need to get into that. Need to get into like that mindless flow, you know. It's an excuse to get a bit drunk, right? Kinda. I mean, really. It's pitchers of beer, you know. Krista likes the candlepin bowling. Smaller balls and you get three shots. I think at that point I'd rather just go feather bowling. But that's just me. I don't know what it is about like tea, but every now and then Earl Grey tea and certain teas, they kind of have like an old carpet taste. I hate when people are like,
oh, how do you know what old carpet tastes like?
Because I can smell, and that's most of taste. So it feels like, ew. I have these microfiber cloths, and I use them to clean glass or mirrors or my motorcycle, whatever. And they have a weird smell to them. Almost like, yeah, I can't place it, but it's gross. And I wash them in the washing machine, which, by the way, I think we talked about this. If you have microfiber cloths, you do not want to wash them with anything else other than a microfiber cloth. Maybe you could get away with some stuff that is made out of pure polyester or whatever. But if you wash them with anything that has any cotton or whatever in it, you're going to fuck them up. So don't do that. All right? That's a pro tip. I know I get microfiber cloths. It's not like they're super expensive. But just don't do it. Earl Grey is too many spices. Spices? It's black tea leaves. I mean, I guess there's some sort of spice in there. It's Earl's. It's the essence of Earl. You know, he puts his essence in every bag. You've been in a tea kick the past week? You got Lipton, though. Earl Grey has too many spices, or at least the ones you have. Bergamot. I really like Yorkshire Gold. Yorkshire Gold is one of the best teas I've had. It's delicious, smooth. It doesn't have that old carpet taste or smell. Not overly spiced. British people love it, so you also feel like you're... Reminiscence says, come and go, Earl tea would probably be salty. Yeah, it's going to be salty and be a little sticky. Aren't they going away, though? They're changing their name. The come and go is over. Aren't they changing the name to, like, Percy Faith or some other fucking watered down... They should have just embraced it and just said, who cares? Look, we picked the name before that slang word was whatever it was. So, no, you can change your shit. Leaving our name alone. If you don't like it, then just go shop somewhere else. You can go to the Circle K, which is basically like the Circle Cum or 7-Eleven or whatever. Oh, there's another one. Shorty. What are the names of like common, like, do you have stores like that? It's like every time I talk to somebody who's like, you know, from like another country or whatever like this, I'm always like curious. Like, you know, we have like the gas stations or petrol stations. And a lot of times there's like a store attached to it. You can buy drinks and snacks and maybe some automotive emergency parts, that sort of shit. Some of them have sandwiches. And so yes, a convenience store for your convenience. And they also have some of those that are not attached to gas stations that are the same sort of thing. It's drinks, beer, lottery tickets, cigarettes, candy, some overpriced, shitty quality, groceries, that sort of stuff, snacks. Shorty says we have some like ABC is a big chain. ABC. Okay, I want to see this because I want to see what they look like. I watched some movie. I forget what movie it was. And as they were traveling through, they had these convenience stores that were like that. And I was like, I just want to go in there and see what they look like. That's always like... Well, we have this storied, fabled castle that's been here for 16th centuries. I don't care. I want to see like what the convenience stores and like what your shops and like everyday stuff looks like. Oh, look at these. Look at how adorable these are. Lloyd, ABC, or dirty, dirty, or. Oh, see, look how cute that is. Look how beautiful. Just look how beautiful and refreshing and colorful this looks. Look at it. Look at it. It's glorious. It's glorious. This dude is doing some gardening. There's some dude over there on a sport bike that's pretty cool. Actually, this might be Shorty. Isn't that the color and style of car that you drive? No, wait.
Fresh.
Okay, we gotta read this. No, the detected language is not. Page is not in the detected language. The detected language is Finnish. Translate, please. Current Finns rate ABC as the most responsible brand in its field. When Finns are asked, ABC is again perceived as the most responsible brand in its own industry. The Sustainable Brand Index is Europe's largest survey of consumer perceptions of sustainability. The chain is part of the S Group. Oh, see, this is all horseshit. Fucking fuck your sustainability. I want to read something that's more like... Okay, here we go. Keep your blood sugar level steady and feeling refreshed. ABC at the buffet. There's a fucking buffet. That's like, do you want diarrhea? Do you want to have mud butt
and barely be able to make it back home before you crap yourself. Go to the fucking gas station buffet. A buffet. Yeah, it's been shitting there all morning. You can have some fish. At the buffet, you will eat a nutritious and varied meal. They do have... Shardy says they have top-tier food. Hey, kids, where do you want to go? Do you want to go to the... Let's go to the gas station. At ABC's pickup table, you find all the necessary ingredients for... Okay. It is good to eat at regular intervals, as a regular food rhythm keeps our blood sugar level and gives a boost for the whole day. A regular food rhythm means that we eat the same number of meals every day at about the same time, about every 3 to 5 hours. Especially on long car trips and in the working day's meeting tube, the meal intervals may stretch, which means that hunger gradually grows into a huge tummy murmur. However, the hunger pains that hit the road are easy to overcome by stopping at the nearest ABC transport store. The versatile and nutritious ABC pickup table offers delicious food for both shorter and longer trips, as well as for workday lunch breaks. Our nutritional needs vary somewhat depending on our age and life situation, but the basic model of a healthy and nutritious diet is the same for everyone. The plate model, found on the website of the food agency, gives an overall picture of what kind of basic ingredients the diet, according to the official recommendations, consists of. Plate template for help with meal compilation. That's a nonsense fucking sentence. It's fucking, the translator fucked it up. Don't blame the narrator. Half a plate of vegetables. For example, grated vegetables, salad, and warm vegetarian side dishes. Potato accounts for about a quarter of the plate. Instead of potatoes, you can eat rice, pasta, or other cereal products. About a quarter of the plate is filled with fish, meat, or egg food. Egg food, which can be replaced by vegetarian food containing legumes, nuts, or seeds. Food drink, skimmed milk, buttermilk, or water. The journey continues after a tasty meal. The serving size of each person is individual, but the plate model serves as a good basis regardless of the size of the dose. ABC, the pickup table, makes it easy to assemble a dose that supports your own diet and preferences from several different options. And best of all, the amount of food waste also decreases, because you can dose food on the plate while listening to your own hunger and needs. Food must also be enjoyed, because after a tasty meal eaten in peace, the journey on the road continues more smoothly. We want to offer our customers an affordable, all-people restaurant experience. That is why we invest not only in nutrition, but also in the taste of food at the ABC pickup table. We offer delicious combinations of flavors from fresh and high-quality ingredients. In addition to the great taste, our customers appreciate the ease and speed of buffet meals. ABC Pickup Table is this at its best. Versatile food, suitable for every taste. All right, can you give me a job in Finland? Just to send them this. Go to an ABC and be like, look, I'm Shorty, also known as Cary Elwes. I'm a famous actor kind of guy. And also, I'll split you in half. I chop wood all weekend, so I got an axe in my car. That's not a threat. I'm just saying it's there. And this guy, he read this thing. You need to get him a job so that he can quit his job and just be an ABC spokesperson guy. We all talk, you only weirdy birdy. And that guy, your sales are going to go through the roof. Your sales are going to go through the roof. People are going to come here to the sumalilihurlililur, whatever the fuck that's not even a word. They're going to come here at the lahapatifar tarkachukusar.
Or the pizza poita. That sounds like a lewd thing. Chris says a lot of different countries actually care about what the people there eat. Isn't that wild? It's not. If that was 7-Eleven, it would be like, our meals consist of 100% high fructose corn syrup and artificial flavors. Don't have enough dye in your diet? Come eat some. Oh, so poita is a table. So pizza table. I mean, this ABC, this is, I'm sold. I mean, this just looks, I mean, look at that. That actually looks pretty fucking delicious. I'm not gonna lie. Collect your favorite giant play portion and enjoy. Epsy's tips for smoother Easter. And you can get a tupla bar. Tupla. I don't know why, but I low-key love this. The Tupla Sukla Patukat. That sounds like a fucking Russian tank. Yes, we were in Leningrad Red Square, and we were fighting to the last man until they brought the Tupla Suklat Patukat. We could not withstand the... Or the Canna Caesar bagel. Oh, that looks fucking delicious. I'm not even joking. Holy shit. Look at that. Now, what is this? A Soctan. This is going to be chewing gum. Sisu Pistillate. It's going to be chewing gum because of the xylitol. So, Kana's chicken. They have several pizzas at the... Dude, can you take video? Can you take video of pictures in there? And, like, you don't have to do it on your stream because, like, you do... But if you can take video of pictures or whatever in there... And, like, of just fucking being all finished and happy and shit. And then, like, you either put them in, like, a OneDrive or something. I want to see what this, like, I want to see one. It did kind of look like chiclets. But that thing looks like a fucking Tums. Like, if you have, after you eat all the food at the buffet. Salmiakki liquid. I don't understand a word you just fucking said. a salm something liquid or licorice. And see, now here you got coffee and this delicious looking sugar dough knot thing. That looks fucking incredible. That's a breakfast of champions right there. The Cristalli Chieri Pula and Cavi. Cavi, that, like, get that, right?
Cooler.
Everybody's like watching this, just drooling. The Utus. Now that's spelled U-U-T-U-U-S. That's preposterous. Like, change your language, right? It's just Magnum. Isn't it like, it's like a condom. I mean, this kind of looks like you stick your dick in it. Must be, yeah, big. Ice cream. The Valkol Masata Valhilda. Look at this last word. MYYMALOITTAIAN. But the Euphoria one, man. The pink lemonade. Oh, golden toffee. It's five, whatever that is, for two kulpul. Licorice. And salmiakki is a taste I can't explain. That's fair, because, like, I can't explain Malort or, like, chartreuse. Somebody's like, what does chartreuse taste like? I'm like, chartreuse. They're like, well, no, like, what? I said, I doesn't taste like anything else I can think of. There's a very thyme-like note to it, but outside of that, it tastes like chartreuse. Chris says, we have that ice cream in the States, but I don't think we got those flavors. Yeah, like Euphoria pink lemonade. Look, there's like raspberries and shit in there. That looks fucking delicious. Malort is simple. Anise and shit. It's true. It's basically just wormwood. It's wormwood. It's pure bitter. But yeah, it's true. Oh, they got these energy drinks. Okay, that's It's your classic Coca-Cola. Smells a hint of ammonia. Why would you want to drink that? Ew. Some nuggets. Who's a cat Minecrafter? Should have been all about these nuggets. Geisha bar, Carl Fazer, Pinyet Sukla. Are they fish? I thought Kana was chicken. I thought he said Kana was chicken. Yeah, Kana is chicken. Chicken of the sea. And then we're back to the Tupla bars. Interesting products. I got competition rules. What? Oh, for like a contest. I get it. No, I get it. Dude, I don't know why I love this so much. Just like, look at all the pictures. The food looks incredible. It's bright and clean outside. There's no like garbage and like a homeless dude fucking hitting a meth pipe out of a fucking old piece of aluminum foil. Yeah, this just looks like just so. I'm going to work here. Oh, shit, especially if she works there. Damn, girl. Versatile work tasks and a great group. There's one. ABC in the transport store. You can work in the store, kitchen, and restaurant. The work is done in shifts and may also include work at night. It can be an opportunity for you, for example, if you want to study alongside work or everyday leave is pleasant. We offer flexible working hours, versatile tasks, and training and development opportunities. This is a place to work for beginners, young people, and students. Man, damn it. Oh, wait a minute. I see a single black person working in that place, you fucking racists. The music was weird. What was with that? It was like kind of nightmarish. There might be a homeless dude depending on the location you're at. That's true. Well, this ABC place looks just, I mean, you can get a magnificent wash, the premium washing, power wash, brushless wash, ski box wash, pickup wash. Wait, pickup truck washing. I didn't think people over there like drove pickup trucks. I thought that was like a American, South American thing. Maybe Japan or Africa. The smiling is a lie. Finns don't smile. Bullshit. I watch your stream. You're smiling 90% of the time. You have your gorgeous little smile on your face. Did they really not, though? Did they just all like serious and shit? I walk up to them and be like, fucking smile. I want to see a smile out of you, you Finnish fucking bastard. It's literally what it's like here in the U.S. Yeah, I mean... What an absolute joy that was looking through their little market. Nero Diesel? Nero Diesel is a fully renewable diesel. It is mainly produced from waste and star-based raw materials. So apparently they gather that from the cosmos. Now I want to know what this is made out of, though, because I've long said and thought that biodiesel was a solution to shit. And of course, nobody wants to invest in that because you don't get to destroy the Congo and force six-year-olds to dig in a lithium mine. So, you know, they want none of that. Oh, come on, translate this fucking thing. Yeah. Come on, do it. Smart. Where does it come from? Our sourcing company acquires it from the best possible source. They don't really tell you. Can Nero diesel be refueled in any diesel car? Yes, can. Yes, can is the answer to that. Yes, can. Interesting. I want to know more about this Nero diesel because that sounds like the fucking solution to pretty much everything, to be honest. Pickups are big in Finland, the Toyota Hilux, though none of those American things. So that's it? It's just the Toyota Hilux? I'm always disappointed when they do the when they do like the Grand Tour and episodes and all that stuff. And like you never pick pickup trucks. And then when you do, it's always like, you know, it's like a Honda Ridgeline or something. Like, Shorty says, a friend of mine did buy a big Ram, though. Not saying tiny peepee, but tiny peepee. Why? Did you see his peepee? Did you play with it? I've had all of the big, the American-made trucks, other than GMC. I all thought they had pros and cons to them all. I really do wish they had continued with the size of the truck of like the original Ford Ranger. The original Ford Ranger. Oh, see, in Deathstrike knew. Dude, I didn't even know you were there until I looked over and you saw me immediately talking about the Ranger. Really talking about the Ranger. King Dinosaur is here. He had a shit day in hopes we're all well. Well, we're going to, maybe, we're going to end the stream with a little bit of some information on that. Yeah, there's a few YouTubers having fun with pickups. We're Finns. We sauna together, so I've seen all my friends' peepees. Ooh. $500 96 Ranger and is turning it into an off-road animal. So, about 20 or so years ago, I woke up in the morning and thought to myself, boy, I must have slept bad. I must have slept wrong because my lower back hurts. Just, ugh. And so I'm getting ready for work. Now, at the time, I was still young enough where I still lived at home with my father. And this was after a whole other string of medical disasters. That's a story for a different day. But I'm like, man, my back just does not feel good. I'm like, shit, I think I'm going to, you know, maybe see if I can go get into an urgent care clinic or something before I go to work and gather my stuff together. My back's, you know, still hurting me. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to urgent care. So get in my car, drive to the urgent care. You know, back is, go inside, talk to the lady at the desk, fill out the paperwork, you know, what's your pain level? It's about a 5 or a 6. Fill the paperwork out, sit down, wait, you know, I'll be with you shortly. And as I'm sitting there, it's getting worse and worse and worse. I start feeling like I'm going to throw up, my vision starts getting weird. And so I get up and I go back to the front desk and I said, excuse me, I need the paper or whatever back. I think I'm going down. Like, I need to circle a 10. I'm like, the pain is going through the roof. It's just getting really, really bad. And so she looks up at me and she goes, oh, you need to come into the back. Like, come with me. Come right now. Apparently, all of the color had drained out of my face, like literally pure paste, just pale white Sweat pouring off of me. She brings me into the back. The pain just starts getting to the point where it's like near unbearable. So they bring me into this room. I'm like trying to hold my back. I can't sit. I can't stand. There's no way that I'm moving that's making me feel better. Doctor comes in, asks me questions, you know, did you take anything? Did you, do any, extreme sports? Do you have a history? You know, he's asking me these questions and trying to answer the best as I can, but man, the pain just keeps getting worse and worse. And I finally, and at some point eventually said something like, I don't even know anymore. I just can't take this. And I kind of like blacked out while I was awake. Meaning I was still conscious, but I couldn't say words anymore. I started like curling up into a ball and just making these like grunting, groaning rage sounds. They called 911. They called emergency services, and the emergency services and the people there are trying to, get me to get on a stretcher. Anyone that touched me, I would basically throw across the room. Unintelligible. I pretty much turned into an animal at that point. They eventually got several people together and pulled me flat and straight enough to strap me to a stretcher and strap me down, brought me outside. I remember hearing the diesel sound of the ambulance. I remember thinking to myself how nice the cool air felt. I remember a voice saying over a radio or asking to a radio saying, we have a patient who's basically become pain delirious, and we'd like clearance to administer morphine. And that's when, like an old Magnavox TV, the world just shut off. I blacked out, couldn't take it anymore. I just went bye-bye. And I woke up several hours later, not knowing where I was at, surrounded by lights and hooked up to some machines. And was basically told that it had been several hours later. They had run me through a battery of tests. And as it turned out, I had a large kidney stone, about as big as I was ever going to fit down my little ureter tube. At about the largest kidney stone that you're going to fit, it had apparently been lodged and turned sideways to the point where it was completely blocking, fluid from my kidneys, bladder, and they were like, we had you on, I can't remember what they did, but it had apparently turned enough to the point where there was some fluid draining. They did have a catheter up my dick so that they could verify that fluid was actually coming out. But they said, yep, we gave you these ultrasounds and all the rest of the shit. And they're like, yeah, you're doped up on a bunch of pain medicine. From what we can tell, it's just the one big stone. And there isn't really a whole lot we can do about that. You're just going to have to pass it. And this may come again. And if it does, here's some pain medicine for you. The best of luck to you, sir. I recommend you see a urologist. And good day. And so they went and discharged me. And I had no idea what the fuck, where I was at, what time it was. Lady, the nurse, was a complete fucking cunt. I'm like, I don't know where I'm at. I'm really having a hard time concentrating on anything. Like, had my cell phone at the time. called up a number of a friend of mine and was like, can you please just tell him where I'm at to get, she wouldn't do it. So I tell my buddy where I'm at. I groggily wander to some door exit entrance, sitting there with my burning, achy penis and my kidneys beat to shit. And by this point, you know, I'd gone in there and it was, I don't know, probably 8 o'clock in the morning. It was now 5 o'clock at night. It's about, you know, 4:30, 4:45, 5 o'clock. Well, I told my buddy the wrong hospital. So I sat there for the longest time until he's like, hey, I'm here. Where are you? And I'm like, I don't see you. And nope, in my delirium, told him the wrong one. So he then has to drive to the other hospital. He picks me up. He drives me home. I go walking / staggering up the back deck of the house and inside the house, walk through the kitchen into the living room where my father is sitting watching TV, and proceeded to say, hey, Dad, I've been in the hospital all day. I'm in pain. I think I'm going to pass out now. And proceeded to flop down on a couch and passed out. And he was like, what the fuck? So he then saw all of the papers and everything else and sort of knew where I had gone in the morning, went over there. My car was still parked there. The staff there was like, oh, yeah, we remember that. Like, that guy was in bad shape. Like, you know, they're like, he looked just terrible, looked fucking terrible. So I then had to, after that, number one, yes, go see a urologist. And basically the net of that is you can get kidney stones for a variety of reasons. When you have one kidney stone, it's very difficult to figure out if it's going to be recurrent or not. I would recommend you drink lots of water. And also, here's this little strainer. You should pee through this strainer so that when you do pass the stone, you can give that to us so we can analyze it. So I had to carry around a little strainer and pee through it with my irritated, busted up fucking back and kidneys and dick. Started to feel a little better after a time. And at one point went, because this was kind of in the summertime, went to a pool party. And I was in the pool and had to pee. So I got out of the pool, went inside the house, grabbed my pee strainer, and that's when I passed it. I heard a little tick and looked down in the little wire mesh, and there was this pseudo jaggedy, crusty looking ball that was about the size of a ball that you'd find in a ballpoint pen. I remember looking at it and just going, that was the cause of all of this fucking agony. And so, of course, I sent it in and they said that is a common calcium stone. Won't be able to really glean anything from that until you have another one. And then we can compare the first and the second and find out, you know, what might be causing it. But anyway, you've had one under your belt. Best of luck. Hope you don't get another one. Good day, sir. So that was my initial foray with having a kidney stone, and thought of having another kidney stone has haunted me for many a years. And unfortunately, I think I may have another one because I haven't been feeling so great. Smooley says, hello, Smooley Doodles. How you doing, Smooley? Smooley, fantastic artist, draws some great art and posts that on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, make sure you follow Smoothie Doodles, and Smoothie also games and sometimes draws here on Twitch as well. So please, if you could, follow the lovely Smoothie Doodles so that you can see her artwork and watch her play some games. Another just great streamer, great person. So Smoothie, hope you're doing well. So yeah, I thought maybe I had worked out too hard because, you know, I occasionally get sciatic nerve pain. I'm Conversation for another day, but pretty much anytime you see me, I'm in some sort of pain. I hide it pretty well. But more pain than normal. I'm like, you know, I must have just overdone it, something. And I'm like, you know, it feels a little more burning and acute than it usually does. And so I'm like, it's kind of spreading down to the, around to the other part of my leg. Kind of hurt me a little bit. And I'm like, well, again, if you inflame that nerve, you know, you can cause a lot of agony. So went to bed. No worries. Next day, it's a little better. Go to bed. Wake up sort of in the middle of the night, kind of the morning, and my lower back hurts. And my lower back hurts in that same spot that I can remember with complete accuracy as being the same spot that I remember where I had that pain when I had a kidney stone. And so I'm like, that definitely feels like something is going on with my kidneys. So I'm like, motherfucker. Like, I don't need this right now. I really don't. And so anyway, I'm like, well, could be an infection, could be, but sorry for the TMI, but my pee is clear. Typically, if you have an infection, it's going to be cloudy, or you have blood, or you're going to have, you know, a fever, chills. I have none of that. I just have a pressure and a pain. And I'm like, I wonder if I have another kidney stone in there that is making his way through. And I just hope to God it is either not big enough to get stuck or doesn't turn sideways or whatever and get stuck. If it's going to be this level of pain and discomfort for a week, I can take that. That's fine. I haven't taken any pain medicine for it. It's kind of in a fair amount of pain sort of last night and through a portion of the day today. I'm like, well, I don't really want to take anything. I want fluids to be clean as easy as possible. If you ever think you're getting a kidney stone, you want to piss as much as you can. You want to be basically peeing constantly if you can. So drinking lots of water, drinking lots of fluids. That's why I had the mug of tea today and didn't want to just drink the little glass of whiskey. But don't really want to mess with your kidneys. They're pretty important. But it sucks. I will tell you, after and having had that stone the way I had it, the nurse in the hospital, when I went in to get my checkup, said, I've given birth to 3 children, and they were big boys, and that was very painful. And I would take any of those pregnancies any day over a kidney stone. She's like, you get a gold star. You get a gold star for that, walking through that trial. So, yikes. Purple Heart says, I love you. A kidney says, I have to go. Drink water. Yep. Water, as much clear fluids as you can. King Dinosaur says, hope you get through this, man. Seeing like it's the reason why I think also feel like it's a kidney stone is because it kind of comes and goes. You know, if it was more of a bacterial thing or an infection, it would probably be a little more constant. But this is sort of like, it'll bother you when it's moving around or whatever and gets to a point where, you know, your fluid is getting blocked. And then when it moves or turns or whatever, you're flowing through it, then it's easier. So I hope that's not what it is, but I also hope that's what it is. And I hope it just gets the fuck out of there and goes away. Somebody told me, a very nice person told me, hey, maybe try lemon. Apparently lemon juice. There's something with the chemicals in that can either help decrease the stone or help it move easier or whatever. But yes, pee-pee pearls. Shorty, if I piss it out and I find it, do you want it? I'll mail it to you. You can have it. And then you can be like, this is a finished treat. And you can put it in your rotten fish and give it to the people at the ABC fucking gas station. Kidney stone jewelry? That'd be a new one. You gotta imagine somebody would buy it. Somebody would fucking buy it. The fucking tongue ring. Drink lots of water, herbal tea with dandelion and nettles. Drink a lot of fucking water. Just a lot of water. It's weird. Some places will say cranberry juice will help with an infection. Some say that's unfounded. Some say don't do that if you think you have a kidney stone. Some people say it doesn't matter. Just drink tons of water, and just as long as your pee is crystal clear, like the fresh waters of Lake Erie, not like a Lake Erie, you're fine. Just make sure you have lots of fluids. Yeah, polish it up and make jewelry out of it. They're so tiny, though. Would it be too meta if it was a kidney stone Prince Albert? The thing is, they are, if you've never seen one in person, and why would you? They're teeny tiny. I mean, you're talking something that's like the size of a grain of sand. The size of a grain of sand, like I say, maybe like a fine point ballpoint pen, the little, you know, ball, like that's it. That's all it fucking takes. Now, you can have really large kidney stones. You can have kidney stones that are so big that, yeah, they have to either give you medication or use this ultrasonic blaster to basically blast them into pieces. But then, of course, you have to pee out the jagged, ragged, busted up fragments of the stones. I guess, I don't quote me for this, I'd thought that in extreme cases, they might have had to have done surgery to get them out. But I'm like, I should probably go to a doctor, but I also kind of don't want to. Because I feel like what they're going to do is go, oh, okay, well, first you need to make an appointment to get an ultrasound. Then you have to drive over there and do that. Then you have to waste time doing that. Then you get the ultrasound. Then you get to come back. And then you get to pay for the doctor's visit to read the ultrasound. And really, all they're going to do is read the ultrasound, is just say, is there stone there or not? And if there's one stone there and it's moving through, they're going to say, well, too bad. All you got to do is just drink fluid and just, you know, eventually pass it. Shoulder shrug. Have a nice day. Which is what I kind of feel like is probably the scenario. So I'm just going to drink lots of fluids and cross my fingers and cross my toes and hope I don't get pain to the point where I get pain delirious and fucking throw people through a wall and run up and down the street like some fucking bald maniac. So that's where we're at, folks. That is a Monday night. That is a stream. hope your pee is good. Hope your kidneys are good. Drink lots of water. Don't get dehydrated. Dehydrated bad. And yeah. It's pretty much gonna do it, I think. Good to see you all. And we also, yes, explored a little bit of some Finnish convenience store treats, which I'm hoping that Shorty Straw can get me a job, you know, doing commercial reads for them. He'll probably steal it, though. Shorty's got a pretty good voice. I don't know if he knows how to read, though. No, he knows how to read. He's like, oh, I read the slower. I'm like, no, you read just fine. You read like an ASMR person reads, which is the perfect pace. So read more instruction manuals and put us all to sleep so we can sleep off our kidney stone pain. Hope it all passes. Black Cat needs a big glass of water. Kidney stones and pickups. No moss on this podcast. That's right. Pickup trucks, kidney stones, Finnish treats, pool table, Dungeons and Dragons. Talk about all sorts of shit. But that's what we do on this show. But thank you so much to everybody that stopped by, including Revmaster 88, King Dinosaur 69, NH Girl Fans, Black Cats Poppy, Shorty Straw, Smoothie Doodles, This Fool's Life. And I think that's everybody in my list. Because your kiss is on my list. Because your kiss, I can't resist. Because your kiss is on my list. When you turn out the light. All right, that's enough of that. As we say at the end of all of our streams, stay safe, keep the faith, and all that good shit. Make sure you get yourselves some rest. So I did add, this is some Dean lo-fi end of stream music for the farewell. It was the other day. I was like, why haven't I done that? I should do that. Everybody else has these pseudo melancholy, the stream is over and you're sad because you're like, oh, I miss them and I want to hang out, but then you're also like, the music is cool because it makes it seem like it's like a TV show that's ending, that's kind of neat. I'm like, just do some Dean Lo-Fi. Chris says, take it easy, get some rest, have a wonderful week. Fool's Life says, good night, day, everyone be safe. And Strike says, good game. And Shorty Straw just fucking rocks out. Just fucking rocks out with his kidney stone out. So yeah, this is going to do it.